Are you wearing tight clothes? Do they show off your body? How does your bicycle seat smell after a hard day's ride, huh? Hey, look at this. You want to take a look, huh? How about it?
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hello, everybody. I'm Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. Let me adjust my microphone. There we are. Much better. Okay. I am here, and I'm going to do a show this afternoon. This will be the only Madhouse Radio show I would expect for this week, and I would presume, therefore, it'd be the last show of 2013. Another year in the record books. Been a big year for Madhouse, bro. I must say. We've seen our listeners and subscribers grow exponentially. The number of shows definitely grow exponentially. The community has become much stronger than it was this time last year. We've done a pretty good job. I think all Madhouse staffers and hosts and even you listeners out there should give yourselves a big pat on the back. You have made Carlito very happy. All right, I don't even have requested pranks in front of me. I didn't even think about getting numbers. You can see I planned ahead. It's like I showed up to a math test without a pencil. Let me get over to request a prank, see if we have anything there. If not, I'll pull up Google Maps and start hunting for a city to prank. Request the pranks that I have here from 5 days ago, from the 25th. I don't know how accurate these are going to be. There's the Power Rangers thing from Nova. The problem is that's already been done. I've heard that stuff already. Dickhead sends in a number for Jacob, who's a kid who goes to this stupid school. I'd rather not call a kid, just me. We got a company formerly known as Vestin, which has ripped off so many people of their money. It will be nice to give them a hard time. Thank you. This comes from Not Mike Hustick. Okay. Not Mike. Okay. Whatever. Mike sends that in. Number in Vegas for a company called MVP American Investment Services. A new name for this company after they ripped off a bunch of hard-working Americans. Let us call. The first of the last of the pranks of 2013 for me. Thank you.
Thank you for calling American Security. Sylvia speaking. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was supposedly supposed to talk to someone regarding some information.
Yes.
Okay. So, it was a man, first of all, not a woman. Who do you think you are? Just saying foo-foo-foo. That's fucking stupid. I'll do it again.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What happened? The phone hung up.
I hung up on you.
Why?
Because you're an immature asshole.
You're a fucking cunt. There.
I'm an immature asshole.
Listen, I wrote down in my paper you said A.S. asshole. And she hung right up. Bitch. Bitch on her. There you go, Mike. There's that investment company you used to work for. You used to rip people's money off. They fired you. And now you want to turn it on them. You're just as guilty, Mike. You're part of the problem. Here's a number from Matt. He's a songwriter and will believe anything I tell him. He has a band called Lights Follow. Sounds Christian. Call him and just fuck with him. Tell him you need him to write a song about horsey cat machines. This comes from Amanbo. Amanbo. Okay. Okay, boy. Oh, yeah, I gotta copy it. Oops. Would help if I copied it. Oh, yeah, if you have requests, send them to me either in the Madhouse chat room or use the Request a Prank form. Both of those can be accessed at madhouselive.com. And this number is stupid or something. What's wrong with it? Or Skype is stupid. Someone's calling back from that last place I called. We'll let it go to voicemail. They're calling back. Should I answer it? All right. That was a waste of my time and yours, guys. All I got was an echo when they picked up. If they're afraid, they don't need to call back. Don't call back if you're going to be afraid. All right? Call back for a reason. Call back because you have stones. What?
Hey, you reached the cell phone of Matt Heath. Please leave a message.
Matt Queef. Try him again. Big Matt Queef. C-Ass in the chat room. Big C-Ass. How you doing, man?
Hello?
What happened that you didn't pick up the phone?
Who's this?
This is Eddie. What happened? I called and it went to a message? I don't understand.
Who are you trying to reach?
Big Heath? Matt Heath?
This is he. Who is this again?
This is Eddie?
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross?
Eddie Cross?
I'm not used to giving my last name out to strangers, you know? I don't know what you're trying to get at. Listen, I tried to call you and it went to voicemail, I guess. Is that what it was? Or an answer machine? What does that mean? What does it mean?
Who is it?
Eddie Cross. Do you have something to write it down with?
I'll do that.
Your what?
Eddie who?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah. All right, so the next...
C-R-O-S-S?
Yeah, so the next time you ask me, I'm going to ask you to refer to the first line of what you wrote down, okay? Don't fucking ask me again, you little shit. How are
what
you?
What can I do for you, Eddie?
Someone told me to give you a call. Do you know who would do that?
Do I know? Hang on a sec, Eddie. I'm going to put you on speaker.
It's about a song?
So, I'm not sure to tell you that.
There's a song out there that I want. You write songs, right?
I do want to kick them.
All right, so where can I download this John Legend song? It's called Who Do We Think We Are?
What's it called?
Who Do We Think We Are?
Do you think you are?
Yeah. Who do we think we are?
I think you could probably go to, I don't know, iTunes or something like that.
How much do you charge for that? How much do you charge to make
that? I charge probably, I would charge 10 grand per song.
Yeah, because, you know, they told me 99 cents or something like that.
Oh, well, that's wrong because, you know, every time you play this song, it adds up. I figured you played this song at least 10,000 times.
That's if I sign royalty options already. I'm not going to do that. Who do you think you are? How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. What time did you wake up today? You get some... What'd you eat for breakfast?
I don't know, but it's killing me because I don't recognize the voice.
You sound like a guy...
I know what Brian has something to do with this.
Shut up. What do you eat for breakfast? Like, you probably, like, you sound like a guy eats dried Cheerios and half a banana. Is that about right?
Hey, man, I gotta go.
Why? No, don't go. I gotta call Cindy. You know Cindy? She told me to call you.
Cindy who?
I don't really know her last name. She said to call you about songs, that you knew about getting songs.
Well, what kind of songs? What do you need from me? I can't get you any Don Legend songs.
There's one about a guinea pig. You know that? My niece sings it in school. Something guinea pig giveaway. You know which one? Hello? Well, it says the guinea pig lady connected, but the other guy disconnected and the guinea pig lady is just quiet. Okay, if anyone has a large or extra large women's clothes or arts or crafts, what? Extra large women's clothes or arts or crafts items they no longer want or tools with batteries and can bring them to me. I do not have a working truck. What the fuck? Anything you got for Christmas and do not want, I will put to good use. Also need a manual wheelchair and a power wheelchair, please. Thank you so much and God bless. I live in the name of the city, which I won't give out because I don't want these people to be harassed by the multitude of perverts that listen to this Madhouse show and the network as a whole. A lot of perverts and, you know, stuff like that. Perverted people. Sexual deviant. They are deviant. Okay. We don't have a name. Unfortunately, there's no name, but we'll make do.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Did you put an ad for extra large clothes?
What?
You put an ad for large women's clothes and arts and crafts, stuff like that?
Yeah, I did.
All right, I just broke into a house. I'm in the garage, and they've got a lot of like big size women's clothes that I could take.
Okay, you're just gonna give it away?
Well, no, I broke into the house looking for jewelry and collector's coins, and they don't really have anything. But I'm inside the garage now, and I see they have a few.
You broke into a house?
Yeah, I'm a burglar. But anyway, I.
You have a good day. Okay.
Look, it's really good clothes. It's name brand stuff. There's a Tom Ford suit in here. Oh boy.
Look, if you're a murderer and stealing stuff, will you leave me alone?
No, I'm not a murderer. I take.
I said a burglar.
No.
Listen, I believe in Jesus Christ, and He sees everything and knows everything. So if you're stealing stuff from people, then you think about that, okay?
But
what you got to pay for when you're kneeling in it. When you're on your knees kneeling in front of Jesus Christ, okay?
I don't steal from Christians. These people are Muslim. Wouldn't that make it okay? If I target Jews and Muslims, do you think that would make it okay for her? Probably. What if I said it's a Catholic house? I saw a Virgin Mary statue in the front. I think they're Puerto Ricans because the house smells like garlic. Like garlic and fried plantains from yesterday. All right, that's me being a burglar. That probably wasn't that good of an idea because I am. Jesus, who the fuck does that? Yeah, I'm here stealing shit from this house. I came across your ad. I saw your ad on my iPhone while I was breaking in. I thought I'd give you a call. If you need anything. She's like, look! if you are burglar, I'm looking for, here's someone. I'm looking for peach pheasants. Oh, I bet you that tastes good. Or the Lady Amherst pheasant or game chickens. And call Big Lisa. Yeah. Her email address starts with Dixie Chick Plus. So she's plus size. Yeah. Big girl indeed.
The mailbox belonging to
Lisa Franklin.
Lisa?
The mail belonging to
Lisa Franklin
is full and cannot accept new messages at this.
A lot of people calling about chickens and pheasants and birds. Well, chicken isn't a game bird. When's the last time you saw a wild chicken? I've heard of wild horses, and you know, there's wild dogs and feral dogs. Never any wild chickens. No wild cows out there, right? That'd be weird. I got attacked by a wild wild chicken. All right. Here's someone looking for ASAP, a two-bedroom with finished basement or three-bedroom for rent. Must allow small house-trained dogs. Willing to do any work that may be, need to be done. Very clean and neat people, they say they are. This is Trina, a.k.a. Death Chick. Turbo says wild hogs, good point. And there, yeah, I said wild horses, Mr. Turbo. Maybe you weren't listening. Whoops, I'm stupid. I copied the date, not the fucking phone number. Badoor! Try that again.
Hi, you reached Trina Strong. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Calling again.
Hi, you reached Trina Strong.
Shut up. Smoke it up in the chat room asking if there's going to be a New Year's show. I'm sure there will be. I will not be doing it this year because I have to work New Year's. Unfortunately, and I'll be making double time and a half doing it, motherfucker, for little to no work. I'll be listening to whoever's on. I can pretty much 90% confident tell you that someone will go on then. We've got enough good coverage here now. Last year was fun. Me and Brad did a show, New Year's. What was I going to say? Something else to mention. I guess not. Okay. Moving right along. Let's look for another ad. Here's someone looking for a couple loose. Couple loses everything to house. I can't call someone about a couple loses everything to house fire. I can't do that. Sorry. Here's someone with a full HD RCV camcorder. Has a 40x optical zoom. Great camcorder, blue, and the screen also turns. Does anybody buy camcorders anymore? That used to be a big thing when now everyone just has a smartphone. I presume people don't remember, like, back in the day, people used to buy digital cameras. I remember. I never wanted to. But everyone's like, oh, you know, get a camcorder and a digital camera. And now, as long as you have your phone, you're fine. Good enough. Covers both.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hey, you driving, honey?
Yes.
Oh, where are you going?
Who is this?
I'm calling about your camcorder. Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah, I still bought it.
Oh, do you have it now? Like, where are you going? You going to work?
No, I'm just going to my aunt's house for a few minutes.
Oh, are you going to kiss her? Hello? You gonna?
Yeah.
Listen, don't be snotty. The camcorder, you still have it? How much you're asking for? I think it was $247.
That's what I gave for it. I'm just asking $65.
Oh yeah. All right. And how does it work? Does it have a memory card in it, or how do you save the stupid things on it?
A memory card. A
memory card. All right. And do I get the memory card with it? Because I'm gonna look in there. In the memory card for all your old stuff.
No, my memory card has my daughter's first birthday and stuff on it. The memory card doesn't come with it.
Does it have her birth on it? Did you record her birth?
I don't know what kind of sick prank this is, but don't call my phone.
Well, I'm just asking if you used it for that. All right, because I can recover deleted files.
You have read Courtney, and I'm sorry we couldn't make it to the phone. If you would leave your name and number, we'll...
All right. She don't pick up the second time. Well, then, let's pick that city to look up some numbers to mess around with today on this New Year's Eve Eve. The Eve of New Year's Eve. Alrighty. How about we do Central Time Zone? Since it's afternoon, not morning. Alright, I found a city. Zoom in on here. Now let's see, what part of the river, what side of the river looks to be more ethnic? Just a moment here. I'm zooming, making my final selection where we're going to call. So I think this is like the straight up downtown because I see the baseball stadium and the football stadium. Yeah. And that usually means pretty ghetto. Johnny Rockets. Yeah, Johnny Rockets should be open at 11:30. Build-A-Bear. I never prank called Build-A-Bear. Let's see if they're open. It's not giving me a phone number. Motherfucker. Never mind. No Build-A-Bear, guys. I guess one day I will get to call Build-A-Bear. You put that down, because they could have some good stuff we could do. Okay. Here's TJ Maxx. Home of the second largest ever infiltration from a hacker to steal credit card information. The first being the recent Target one.
It's a great day at TJ Maxx. I'm out with Cincinnati.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? What's going on, honey?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Who is this?
This is Bill. What are you doing? Hello? Don't hang up.
Chris, I can help you.
What was that about?
I'm sorry?
How did I start talking to you? I was talking to someone else.
I don't know. She just handed me the phone. What can I help you with?
Can you ask her? I don't want to explain the whole thing all over again.
Well, hold on just a minute, okay?
Okay, hurry up.
Says,
what does she say?
She
she said that he just asked me what I was doing, and that's all I said, so she handed the phone to me.
I just asked how things going. That's it. I was asking how things are going.
Okay, can I help you with something?
Yeah, well, what are your hours today?
We're open until 8 today.
And what's your return policy? Because I got a stupid gift. I don't usually put on secondhand clothes, like non-name brand stuff. So I wanted to...
Do you have a gift receipt or anything with it?
They gave me, like they wrote down on a piece of paper how much it was, and they said this should work out. It says $50 for a tie.
$50 for a tie?
Yeah, I guess it's like a Tom Ford tie.
I don't believe we have it at this location. We don't carry Tom Ford ties. Our most expensive one's here is $29.99.
Yeah, I don't even know if they got it there or not. They just said that's how much it was.
Yeah, we don't carry it at this location.
Yeah, but you can give me store credit then.
Do you have a gift receipt or the price tag on it?
It's got a tag on it.
Okay, is it a TJ Maxx price tag?
It says the name of the person that made the shirt. It's got inspected. It has a barcode.
Okay, are you returning a shirt or a tie?
Well, I got both. I'm in the bathroom right now.
So if you bring it in, we can take a look at it and try to see if we can find something to match it up with for the price.
Well, then just if it's $50, then I can get a few things. You know.
It depends on if we can match it up for that price, sir.
Well, what are you going to match it up for? That's how much.
To see if we have a Tom Ford tie.
It says $50 on it.
So you have the actual TJ Maxx price tag on it.
No, it has a separate. It's like a handwritten price tag.
Does it have the style and the department and everything on it, or?
It says shirt. It says tie, and then the other one says shirt on it. And big.
But it's not a TJ Maxx receipt.
I never said it was or it wasn't. Like I said, I don't even know if it came from TJ Maxx. That's not my problem. I just know I need to get this replaced. There was someone else coming into the bathroom again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they had to call from the bathroom, you know, but I'm at work.
So you can bring it in and we can try to match it up. But like I said, we don't carry any Tom Ford ties here.
All right, well,
so we can try to do what we can, but if we don't sell it, we can't take it back.
What I'll do is I'll bring the tie and I'm going to leave it like on the tie section. I'm going to bring it in and then I'll pick a few things that equal 50 or as close as I can. I'll just walk out and then, but I'll leave the tie there for you guys. You guys can figure it out.
No, you have to come through the service desk and go through the process of exchanging the proper way.
I'll just leave it at the, I'll leave the tie at the service desk for you guys. You guys will find it. I'll leave a note and then I'll go get whatever. I'll look, see if you have anything in my size. I'll try a few things on and I'll be like, all right, see you,
No, we have to go through the process of ringing it up and everything.
Well, you can do that.
We just don't drop it off and go pick something up and leave the store.
You can ring it up on your time, you know? But I can't wait. I mean, it's not my fault.
But you don't even know that it came from here, correct?
It probably did.
Because I don't believe we have a Tom Ford tie here.
It looks like the kind of stuff you'd have there, you know? It's really tacky.
Well, it's really tacky?
Yeah.
But it's a $50 tacky tie.
It's like a white people tie, yeah.
Well, you just have to bring it to the service desk, and we have to see what we can do. You just can't drop it off and leave it. Okay?
I really don't have that much time. I just want to get in and get out.
Well, then just come back another time when you do have time, sir.
Shit, goddamn it! I don't have goddamn fucking time. Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm trying to say I don't have the fucking time.
It's a great day at TJ Maxx Downtown. May I offer you exceptional customer service?
Yeah, exceptional customer service, my foot. Oh. Oh, boy.
It's a great day at TJ Maxx. Blah, 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 exceptional customer service.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah. How mature, guys. How mature. All right. Let's get off TJ Maxx's dick for a while and call someone else, motherfucker. We'll call Mercantile Library. We'll ask the Mercantile Library. They got a certain book there. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, good. I wanted to see if you have a title in. Can you look it up? Do you know how to use a computer? I know you're a woman, but do you know how to use it?
Yeah, who is this?
Do you have to check me in?
Well, are you trying to reach the public library?
My name is Arlo. I'm trying to call the Mercantile Library.
Okay, are you one of our members?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you need my, if you don't believe me, I have the information here in front of me if you don't believe
me. You just give me your name, that's all I need.
Arlo, I said.
Okay, that's your first or last name?
Just Arlo, that's all you need is Arlo.
Okay.
All right, you ready to look?
Sure. Okay. You can. Do you have a computer at home? You can access our catalog at home also remotely.
I'm not at home.
Okay,
that's
the book?
That's what I'm calling. It's called, motherfucker.
It's by thanks for calling.
Glenn Zolar. All right. I think that was the Jehovah's Library or something.
It's the library.
Is this the reading room?
Beg your pardon?
Is this the reading room?
It is.
Okay. Am I calling the colored section or the whites only?
Are you calling what?
I'm trying to see if you have a title.
Are you calling? Are you trying to reach the Mercantile Library?
Yes, I'm a member.
Okay.
My name is Arlo.
Okay. What's the title?
Don't be nasty. It's called You Motherfucker. is there a white section? What the fuck?
Library.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hello. Okay. The library. Here's cathedral. Let's call it church. I always love calling these churches in the afternoon and the morning, being vulgar and nasty, talking about labia and erotic cakes. Done that recently. Calling a church, ask about erotic cakes.
Deidre, may I help you?
Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that back. I have a delivery here I wanted to coordinate for an erotic cake.
For what?
An erotic cake. I guess you guys are having a New Year's event here. I don't know if it's you guys or someone right
now. Is it for Christ Church Cathedral?
Yes. Yes, an erotic cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
Well, it's supposed to be for a night delivery. I'm trying to coordinate what time exactly. What time is your New Year's event?
For a night delivery? I don't know anything about this. What did they put on their order?
It says Illuminati ordered one erotic cake, one phallus cake, and one vulva. One dozen vulva cupcakes. It says.
Is there a name with this order?
It says that it's supposed to be delivered to Illuminati.
This is Christ Church Cathedral. I don't know anything about Illuminati.
I think I think they rented out for a New Year's, like a event there.
Church Cathedral?
That's what it looks like to me. I'm just the cakery guy. My name is Joe. My name is Joe. I work for Joe's Cakery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this without a name. I don't even know who to deliver it to.
I don't
have a Illuminati. Is that what it's called?
Illuminati. I think it's like some kind of religious organization, fraternity, partnership of men. they have like secret meetings and churches and
stuff. Okay,
like,
and they're supposed to be having something at church?
Yeah, they're gonna go down, they're gonna have like a black mass, they call it, I guess.
For when?
A black mass.
I said for when?
New
for what
Year's.
Day?
New Year's.
I don't have anything on my schedule for that.
Well, they're gonna have a penis cake and like these cupcakes that are shaped like vaginas.
I don't have anything on the schedule
okay.
for that.
Nope.
So it would not be held here.
He told me they were bringing a horse in there, that they're all gonna take turns behind the horse.
It's April Fool's Day.
Fucking the horse.
April Fool's Day.
Fuck you.
You too.
Yeah. It's April Fool's Day. All right. It's April Fool's Day. Whatever. What the fuck does that mean? It's not April. She's got her days wrong because it's December 30th. Stupid. The Illuminati. Right. Okay. The Illuma Lottery. Right. Okay. Forward Movement in the same block. Maybe they're the same bitch. Forward Movement. That's good. That sounds good. You know, the good bowel movement. Good forward bowel movement. Here it comes, guys. Here it comes.
Thank you for calling Forward Movement, publishers of Forward Day by Day. Our offices are closed today, and we are unable to answer.
Fuck you. Skyline Chili. All right. There we go. Skyline Chili. I don't know where to go with that, but we'll call it. We'll complain about the church across the street. See if we can get some info on the black lady. I'll make an order.
Steven Tom Sky, Fort Sycamore. Lydia, how may I help you?
Do you do delivery orders locally, close by?
Yes, we do. If it's in within four blocks.
I'm at the cathedral across the street.
Across the street. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know where we are?
Yeah, you're right across the street.
Yeah. All right. So, what kind of the burritos? Like, what do I get? Do you have special ones, or I just tell you what I want?
We have all chili, bean mix, vegetarian, and you can get them regular, which would just be whatever is inside, and then all topping and cheese. Then we have a deluxe, which comes with lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream.
All right, two bean burritos, one chili burrito.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Do you want the deluxes?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Do you have Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
All right, yeah, and just bring that over. Then my secretary's here, and she'll take that.
All right, and you said just two burritos?
Two bean and one chili.
Two bean and one chili?
Yeah.
Anything to drink?
No, that's it. Forget it. No.
All right, and then did you want to, are you paying with cash or credit?
Cash.
All right.
How long will it be?
1867, give me about 5-10 minutes and I'll be across the street.
Alright, honey, thank you.
Uh-huh,
bye-bye. Alright, cool, and we'll call back and be like, motherfucker, you know, like, yeah. So we're sending the mean church lady three burritos. Three burritos. You know what's funny? The street behind the cathedral is called Alley. So I'm not really far off when I'm saying Illuminati shit. Come on. Oh, here's Burrito Joe's right across the way. Let me get the name of the Christchurch Cathedral lady, though. Make it seem a little more legit. Here we are waiting. Doobie doobie doo. We'll wait a little bit here, see if that connects. And then I can call the other burrito place. Here's an apartment complex next door. Here we go, finally, god damn it.
Cathedral, may I help you?
What was your name?
This is Christ Church Cathedral.
And what's your name?
My name is...
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
All right. Did you want to have lunch?
No, sir. I don't want to have lunch. I don't even know who you are.
I just want to say I'm sorry. Do you like burritos?
No, sir. Is this the same? You called about that Illuminati stuff?
Well, yeah, because the back street back there is Kelly. That's...
You may be delivering something from the Masons. Hold on, please.
Yeah, but they're evil. Maybe they're delivering the burritos already.
Maybe they're delivering the burritos already. Oh, my God. That'd be something. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, she hung up. Anyway, I guess the Masons do hang out back there. She's like, oh, the Masons. All right, so her name is Crystal. Let's call Burrito Joe's. Tell him to bring three burritos to Crystal also. It's funny because I asked her. She likes burritos. This is bad, guys. This is bad. What I'm doing is a bad thing. Don't do this, what I'm doing. Do as I say, not as I do when I say on the phone.
Burrito Joe's.
Hey, honey, I like to make an order. Do you do delivery within a few blocks?
One moment.
I've got a delivery within a few blocks for today.
For today?
Yeah, I'm here at the cathedral.
How many orders is it?
Yeah, I just need three burritos.
Three burritos?
Yeah. Please?
Where are you located at exactly?
We're right down the street. We're on the same block.
Oh, right, church.
Cathedral, right. A cathedral.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Just
you say four together, Ryan.
What is it?
Okay. And the first burrito?
I just want three bean burritos.
Three bean burritos?
Yeah.
You want rice in them?
Yeah, rice.
Yeah. Cheese?
Yeah, cheese, sour cream.
Lettuce, tomato, onion?
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
Olive, jalapeno?
No.
Sour cream?
Just on one.
Yes. On one?
Yeah.
Okay. Salsa?
No. That's it. No more on it.
Okay, so we're going to have three bean and rice burritos. They're all getting cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and then on one is sour cream.
Yeah, and then Crystal, she's my secretary. I'm going to be in the rectory. She's going to pay cash. Can I get a total so I can give her the money?
And where do you want us to take these to? Should we go right in the front doors off the street?
Yep. That's the Crystal will help you out.
You got it.
All right, honey.
Okay, it is $17.85.
All right, thank you. Have a blessed day. How long do you think it'll be? Like I told
you. Give us like at least 10 minutes.
All right, have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. All right,
bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, cool. Now send sandwiches. This is bad, guys. What I'm doing is wrong and bad. I'm very bad for doing this. I'll end at the sandwiches. No more.
Thank you for calling.
Do you do delivery locally here?
You said, do we do it locally?
Yeah, I'm within a few blocks. I'm right across the street. I'm at the church cathedral.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to bother you. Do you have a roast beef sandwich?
Yes.
All right. Can I get one?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you doing a New England roast beef?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure, honey.
Okay.
Somebody, what did they go out the front of the back?
Oh.
I'll get somebody to bring it over there. My delivery guy just left.
Why? Okay.
What side dish are you having?
Do you have just potato chips?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name?
I'm Pastor Morgan. Crystal's the secretary. I'm going to be in the rectory with the rectum. Crystal's going to be at the, answering the phone and whatnot. So you can, she'll give you the cash. If you can tell me how much the total is, I'll make sure she has it.
$7.99.
All right.
Okay.
That's it. All right. I'll give her 10. For the tip. All right.
Okay. All right,
I'm going to go use the bathroom. Yeah. All right. I got to go.
All righty.
Okay. Bye. I gotta use the bathroom.
The fuck says that? I gotta use the bathroom. Gotta go. Oh, okay.
All right. We'll give her about 10 minutes, and those deliveries should probably already have been delivered or will be in the process.
Yeah.
We're breaking the law. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
All right. I am back, everybody. And this is the December 30th Madhouse show, the last Madhouse show of 2013. All right, enough with the farting. Enough with the shitting and farting. We've been having an alright show today so far. I guess I have been having an alright show. If anybody out there would like to join me, any of the Madhouse hosts or regular callers, regular contributors, let me know. I'm in a pretty good mood, you know what I mean? Got nothing big on my agenda. I just got to go grocery shopping at some point before 5 o'clock. That gives me a good 2-3 hours to hang out. Okie dokie. Let us call the church. Ask her if she got her shit. I'm curious if they've delivered anything yet. This is bad, dude. I should not have done this. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls, notorious Big IG Biggie. This guy had like 4 or 5 names. He was so big.
Cathedral, this is Kathy.
Wait, is Crystal there?
No, she's out to lunch.
Okay, because I wanted to. We were supposed to meet up for lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, did the food make it there at all, or
the food?
Yeah.
What did you want?
I had ordered burritos for us to eat and a sandwich.
For you and Crystal to eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hold just a minute, sir?
Where are you going?
Can I help you?
What happened?
Can I help you?
Is this pastor?
No, it's not.
Oh, I got the pastor a sandwich. What?
Who's it for?
Well, I got the sandwich for the pastor, and I got burritos for the rest of us.
Okay.
Did they make it yet, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
How many burritos? I'm coming. I'm on my way. Is Crystal there? She's supposed to coordinate this.
Oh, I don't think she knows anything about it. What's your name?
Who are you? Like, you haven't even told me who you are.
Well, I'm here at the church. Tell me what your name is.
What do you do? Are you a church staff member, a volunteer, or a member?
Yeah,
of the...
no, I'm a staff member. Can I help you?
Are you the choir director?
I am not.
What do you do?
Can I help you? I'm the facilities manager. Can I help you?
Well, I already called and asked a few things.
Okay.
Well, so where
we got I got the cathedral administrator here. Can he help you?
Put him on then. I don't care.
Okay. Mark. This is Mark Priest. How can I help you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good.
So I got.
Who am I speaking to?
I don't know you. I'm a friend of Crystal's.
And what is your name, please?
I don't know if I want to give it to you.
Well, I can't help you if I don't know your name.
Well, I've never met you before, you know? I've known Crystal for a while, but...
Okay.
What did she get the food there? Because I'm coming in, and we all gonna have burritos, and I got a sandwich for the pastor if the pastor's there.
Okay.
If not, then someone else can have the sandwich. You know.
All right.
The food made it then, honey?
Well, why was the food ordered?
For us to eat, for us to have lunch together.
Who's we?
Me, Crystal, and the rest of the staff. I wanted to, you know, bring enough for everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think Crystal was aware of it, or she wasn't interested. So the food came without anybody's approval. So we were uncertain what to do. So we bought the food.
Oh, good.
So we took care of it.
Well, I'm coming in, then. I'll give you guys the money for it, you know?
No, that's okay. We paid for it. But who should I be expecting? Much?
No. Well, listen. God. Goodness me. I wanted to treat the staff there to food and have lunch with Crystal. And now you're being really rude. You're like saying that my money isn't good enough for you. Is that what it is? My charity isn't good enough for you? I mean, goddamn it.
Okay.
Seriously, goddamn.
Okay.
How dare you?
Number one, we didn't request the food, weren't aware of it, so we paid for the food.
Okay, then I'm going to come and give you the money for the food.
No, that's okay.
No.
Since we weren't aware of it, we wanted to pay for it, and we distributed it to the staff, so that's fine.
God damn it.
We took care of it.
Motherfucking shit.
I appreciate it. Do you know who to call? You got the number?
What number? What guy?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
So, what?
What do you mean? Okay. I got the number one guy, what?
Now, who should we thank for this?
I think the Lord.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said you were coming in?
Yeah, I'm coming in to have my burrito. Did you get my burrito out? I got the one with sour cream.
Okay. And what time do you think it'll be?
Maybe about... Well, I'm in the bathroom now. I think maybe in about 10 minutes I'll head down there.
Okay.
I gotta wash my hands and flush the toilet and everything.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I wonder if they got all the burritos. That'd be funny if after the conversation, three more burritos show up. I think they've only gotten one order so far. Because they're not, like, incredulous about it. You know what I mean? Because if three orders from three different places showed up, they wouldn't just be like, oh, we paid for it. They'd be like, motherfucker. One is fine. Fucking three? Maybe I'll call back. Whatever. Well, at least they're not mad about it. I just considered it a nice corporate lunch, church lunch. And I'm doing the best I can to combat the Masons, the evil Freemasons. Jose wants to be on. Let's call Big Jose. He just got his good enough degree. Hey, boy.
Hey. What's up?
Hi. You have a girlfriend?
Not anymore.
What? You broke up? You just met her. What happened?
I don't know.
Was she a man?
Something. No. It was just something.
Did Spray's song about you guys break you up?
Yes.
It was the best song ever.
They didn't hear that song. What was the song about, Lux?
It's auto-tune and anal sex.
Nice.
For 3 minutes.
Awesome. So. All about Jose and that girl with the chubby cheeks. Yeah.
That he met at the party line.
You met on a party line? Wow, that's so 90s of you, Jose. Wow. Very nice.
I know.
Okay. And she lived all the way in Florida, and you're in Illinois.
Yep.
Well, you got Matt beat. He's in Illinois, and he's in love with a Swedish girl in Sweden, right? Something like that, so.
Yes. Ida? Yeah, she's super, foreign.
Good for you guys. All right. Well, I'm doing calls. I don't know if you knew that. I got a request to prank here from Turbo with Big Roosters.
Screw Turbo. Yeah, he's a bad person.
Someone has three nice large roosters for sale. Okay.
Nice.
Can you eat a rooster? I think we just eat regular chickens. What do the roosters get a free pass? Motherfuckers. The hens, you know, they make eggs.
Order them more food.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
No answer there. Damn it. All right. So, the guy staying in this room is sketchy as shit. He pays cash every day and has been staying here for about a month. He pays for his next day in the early morning, reeks of weed, is black, and the desk should connect me with room number only. I won't have to worry about the name. If not, the guy is Indian. The answer is so we can say Banchud Gandhi. Okay, good. Good. We got a second plan for that also. Very good.
Turbo, have you not learned yet about using people from your hotel for prank calls? I put up some ads on Craigslist that the hotel was selling tractors while he was working.
Hey, boy, how are you? I need room 206.
One moment.
Okay. All right, fine.
Morning, Subai. Can I help you?
Hey, Banchud, how are you? I was calling because... That's good, you little monkey. I was trying to get 206. Don't transfer me, all right? Listen to what I have to say. You understand?
Yeah, I get 206.
Yeah, but they didn't pick up. Why?
I don't know. Maybe there's nobody there.
Go find out.
Who find out?
You.
I don't go up and find out the stay over. I can't go and knock on the door.
It's important. Yeah, why can't you knock the door?
I can try once more again.
But if he doesn't pick up, then I have to call you back, you know? He just goes right through, big kid. Of course he's not going to pick up. Oh, I hung up on everybody. I hate it when I do that. Fuck. Whoops.
You hanged up on everybody,
yeah,
didn't you?
I hit the wrong one. Fuck me. let me call him back. I was trying to call him back real quick, so it looked obvious that I didn't even let him... Try to put me through. He sounds kind of goofy though. So have you guys talked to him already? This is, I don't want to give it out. I don't want to say who it is where. Lux, you already did that. That's kind of rude.
What?
That's rude that you said that about Turbo.
Oh. It'd be so funny. But no, it's a bad idea. Because the Banchud guy is his boss.
Yeah.
Good morning, Super 8. May I help you?
What are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Is this the same guy I was talking to, the Banchud?
Who?
Are you the Banchud I was talking to earlier?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
I was talking to someone who was trying to transfer me to a room. Don't put me through to that room, you fuck.
You want to go to that what room number?
Well, where's your sister at? What room is she in?
Who is the sister?
Your sister. What room is she in? She's waiting for me. Yeah, she's waiting for me.
Oh, really? Then come down to the hotel here. I'll tell you the room number I use, son of a gun.
Well, I need to talk to her first. I need to see what kind of condoms she likes.
Okay, just come down to the office and I'll show you everything.
Well, I'm going to ask her. It's her pussy.
No, you don't have to ask her. You have to take permission from me to do all that crap.
It's your sister's pussy. I'm going to put my dick in, not you.
Son of a gun.
Yes, son of Ugandu. Son of a
Marajon.
Nice.
So I have an idea.
Oh God!
After at some point.
Yeah. Good. Put on a post-it note, and don't forget.
Blue stockings.
Hey, honey, how are you?
What?
How you doing, honey, baby? Note to self, don't ever say that to a feminist bookstore. She sounded like a dude, didn't she? Oof. Thank you, Skype. Gotta love. One more ring.
Hello, you've reached Blue Stockings Bookstore, Cafe, and Activist Center. Located at one.
You have pressed an invalid key.
Activist Center, guys. Oof. Yeah. Woof.
Those activists.
Yeah. Speaking of which, here's, I'm going to play a call here from, I think it was Sunday morning, was it? I got off of work and I was in a diner and I told Turbo and Baz to call it.
Yes.
And, it was
and you recorded the aftermath, right?
I did, but the, it's, you can't understand anything. It just sounds like the diner. You just hear the fucking cook slamming shit around and people opening the door. It sucks. I'll try to clean it. I'm going to try to clean it up, but I wasn't planning on it. It was a last minute thing. So I just had my phone.
Yeah.
Next time, if I do ever do something, it was fun anyway. So the guy that's getting pranked in this is sitting behind me and I'm trying not to laugh. And there's one point, and I'll point out to you when it happens, where I almost spit iced tea out of my mouth out into my omelet. But here it is. This is the diner call from a few days ago. It's really funny. Listen.
Hi there. I have a family member in your establishment and really need to get in touch with him. His cell phone's out of batteries or something. There's a family situation that's come up. His uncle in the nursing home is causing a giant ruckus and insisting on speaking. His name is Jack Valente.
I'll see if anybody's here.
Okay, thank you.
This is Jack Valente. Anybody, nobody's Jack, right? Nobody's Jack Valente. Okay. Hold on. He's here. I'm sorry. There's a, we couldn't get a hold of you on your cell phone.
Hello.
And there was a problem.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Valente.
Who?
Mr. Valente.
No. No, who's yeah, you're looking for?
I'm looking for you. Your cousin is creating a big ruckus in the nursing home.
No, wait a minute. Start over here again.
Yeah. My name is David Snoswell.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Sunny Vista nursing home. And your second cousin, Elmer, is creating a huge ruckus. He's running amok throughout the nursing home, and he's yelling for you.
At what nursing home is this?
The Sunny Vista Nursing Home.
It's not.
No, Sunny Vista.
Well, then you got the wrong person. I don't know who you're referring to.
Yeah.
I don't have any relatives in that nursing home.
He's telling you that. That you are going to service him at the glory hole?
That I'm going to do what?
Service him in the glory hole? And that he can't wait any longer?
No, you got the wrong person, buddy. I'm sorry to say.
That he's fully erect right now. And he really needs you badly. Hello?
What's the last name you're looking for?
Valente.
Valente.
Yes.
No, that ain't my last name.
All right, so this is give you is I'm sitting again, literally my head is right against this guy behind me. There's a crowd of regulars gathered around him trying to figure out what's going on because you're like, is it one of the other regulars that comes in? It's playing a joke. They all think it's some guy named Clark who goes there a lot, I guess. I go there enough that they know my face, but they don't know me by name and shit. I don't talk to them, but they recognize me as the young guy with the Orlando hat that's always here. Anyway, so I'm trying to keep my composure, and the waitress is the most freaked out but the whole time because she's like, I'm sorry. She's saying, I don't know if you guys can hear, but she was like, I'm sorry. She said your name. His name is Jeff, and they thought by saying Jack Valente, he meant Jeff. And he kept saying, you won't be able to hear it. But when I was there,
he was kept saying that his mother-in-law is in a nursing home that sounded almost identical to the one that, coincidentally enough, sounded almost identical to the one that Baz mentioned that he was calling from. So he was thinking, oh, it's my mother-in-law. You know, they got the wrong name. She's, you know, we've had trouble with her before. Anyway, so let me continue playing this.
I think it is. I think you're lying.
Huh?
I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying?
Yes.
I think you got the wrong person, bud.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Here, I know you,
you
do.
Can talk to my, you can talk to my attorney, Mr. Trebois.
Hi there.
I'm going to leave and end this conversation now because I don't, you got the wrong person.
That's a bad move to make, sir. Huh? You need to sort this out first. Why are you lying to my client?
Wait a minute. Okay. Who are you now?
This is Robert Trebois. You were just speaking to my client. I am his attorney.
David Snoswell.
That's nice to know, but who are you looking for?
We're looking for Jack Valente.
Okay.
We know he is eating there.
Huh?
We know he is eating there, and we need to make contact with him immediately. And we do believe that it is you, and you're playing some sort of sick game here.
I'm not playing no sick game, and I don't know who you're referring to. So what diner are you calling?
I'm not sure what he just gave us the number.
Yeah.
Said it's on Street in.
Yeah, well, this is Street, and I'm sitting there, but this isn't me. I don't know who you're talking to. There ain't no Jack Valente here.
No, Valente.
Valente.
However you pronounce it. I mean, I'm not him. My first name's
Jack.
I only have a mother-in-law and I don't have any other relatives in any other nursing home.
Why did you answer the page if you're not even named Jack, sir?
I know. The lady that answered the phone thought she said...
No, we were listening. She said Jack.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? You know where this place is? You come over here and talk to me then.
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah. You want to tell us who you are? You do? Maybe out in the parking lot?
I think you could even hear me laughing. I think I heard myself laugh because I was trying to play along, but everyone else was laughing in the diner. Everyone could hear it. So I said, well, let me laugh. I'm like, what the heck? I kept a pretty good straight face, though, but I did almost lose it. Anyway, where I lost it, actually, now that I think, there's a second call. I'll play it later. But during the second call, a glory hole was mentioned to the waitress. And when the waitress hung up, she said out loud, what's a glory hole? And that's where I almost lost my shit. I almost lost it. Because she literally said, what's a glory hole? He's so dumb.
I'm going to start doing this because he already knows where I live, so it's not like I'm doxing myself bad if I give him every establishment in town.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
yeah, that was fun. Maybe next Sunday I'll do that. I'll stop there again in the morning and we can prank it. Okay. I lost food. What's a glory hole? Like, oh, shit. Fuck. I was drinking. All right. I want to call that Super 8 again. Where nobody we know works.
Not at all.
Not at all. I keep getting calls from that area code. Different numbers are calling from that area code where I ordered all that food for that church. I'm a little concerned. We do have voicemail also here that we can play. Let me get to that voicemail first, kids. All right. Give me a second. Jose, congrats on your GED. I said some kind of harsh things last week. I was just joking around.
No, that's right, dude.
I heard the replay, but I was like, I sound like a dickhead. No, it's good that you got them, man. Congrats, bro.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you, buddy.
Now I don't know what to study. Like, what should I begin or something just to earn some college credits right now?
All right. I would highly recommend that you... go to a community college first, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't jump into anything.
But do I have to take my ACT test too?
I don't know. I don't think they really care about ACT and SAT anymore because you can get into a community college with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to take like an extra semester of like remedial classes. Like it's like a high school level algebra and a high school level reading. And if you pass that, they usually like skip you right through to, you know, English Comp 1 and all that. Yeah, if you don't have the test scores, you can still get in, but you end up having to prove yourself in a class. before they let you move up to college level courses. That's from what I don't know. Cause I met my requirements like 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I've never had to worry about English and whatnot for a while. I hate that fucking shit, man. I love history though. Like my dream would be to be a history professor. That's like the most chill job. Fucking history professor. Just get up there and talk about history and grade some papers and make them write one paper that they have to turn in by the end of the semester. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a great job. It sounds fun. I guess because I'm used to, like with Madhouse, I'm used to kind of, you know, talking and stuff. I don't know. But it's different. Yeah. Talking in public is different. Anyway, here's that voicemail. I'm blah-blahing.
Hi, this is Barb from Burrito Joe's, and I was just calling to confirm the delivery order for the 3 burritos. If you can give me a holler back, I'll send my employees right over. Thank you. Bye.
I don't know. Sounds like a trap. Maybe they went there and they got refused and something. Why is she trying to confirm it? I'll call her. Fuck it. Fuck it. We're in this deep already. The fat is in a fire, as I like to say. So, Lux, are you going to take the GED yourself, or is it a different test you got to take for being homeschooled?
Well, I don't plan to be homeschooling all the way throughout high school. I'm probably going to graduate like, school senior year.
Wonderful.
Burrito Joe's speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Barb, you were calling back about the delivery order. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Are you mad at me or something?
What's that?
Is there a problem?
With what?
With the order. I'm here grading some papers. What happened?
Are you sitting there waiting for food?
Well, you said we talked about a delivery. What happened?
Nothing happened. You called and ordered food, and you are not there to receive the food.
I told you to give it to Crystal.
Yeah, I know. And she said you guys are pranking.
No.
So
there's also a Mark there. He'll take. She's upset. That's why we're ordering food for her, because she's upset.
Well, you might need to send Mark on over and pay for the food and
but you made it.
Grab it.
You made it already. I mean,
I did it and delivered it and got it sent back to me.
And Crystal said some crap about it being a joke.
Not her either. Not just her.
Who else? Did Mark say that?
I don't know. I don't know who people are over there.
Mark's an a-hole, you know. Not necessarily. He says they did that on purpose because I'm trying to do something good. And I caught them saying that they were too good for my money and all the stuff they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into a fight with Crystal, and I felt bad. So I said I was going to give her the money, you know, to pay. And then she got mad at me. Did she have the money? Did you see it on her desk, the cash that I gave her?
No, I have no idea.
She probably put it in her big fat purse.
So why don't you just come over and get the food and take it back and give her the food
I'm going to bring her with me and have her apologize to me in front of you guys.
Okay.
All right. And I'm sorry that this happened, but I'm really hungry. I'm diabetic. My sugar's low and everything.
Well, it's sitting here, so.
So they were all upset. I want to know what they said, because I'm going to tell this to the pastor. What did they say exactly?
I don't know. Lisa delivered it, but they said something about not another order, and I guess Skyline just also tried to deliver there, and the same thing happened.
Yeah, I was
trying. Nobody ordered the food.
Yeah, because they like Skyline, and I like you guys, so that's why. Oh, my God. All right, fine. It's good. There's going to be a big argument to hear first, though, but I'll be down there, because I got to cool off.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
He said, oh, not another order. Holy shit. Okay.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey.
I might be going to Denny's pretty soon.
Oh, good. All right, good. Which Denny's?
The one next to me.
Well, hey, send me the number and we'll do that thing. Try to get seated close to the phone. You know?
All right.
The front desk. You know what I'm talking about? The phone at the front where they answer the phone, you know, for orders? Try to get there. And then give me the number, and we'll call it. It'd be funny. You give us a reaction. We could do this all over again.
Yeah.
All right. No more voicemails yet. That was that one place. I don't know if the church has received one or two orders then. So far, we know at least two of the three have delivered. One of them was paid for. The other one was sent away.
after a little bit of drama occurred. And that leaves the sandwich, which is still unconfirmed what the status of the sandwich is. But I'm sure we'll find out. We can call the sandwich place first. Get their take on it. You know how churches are so full of gossip? Ooh, oh, they're so gossipy.
That's and they're liars and sinners. And
that's what I'm like, I'm going to tell the pastor. Because, all right, here we go. Sandwich machine. Jose disconnected. Didn't give me the number.
Thank you for calling off Sycamore.
I called about a sandwich delivery.
Okay, that sandwich was delivered over to the cathedral.
Yeah.
And when it got there, no one knew anything.
You see, they're really rude. I'm going to tell the pastor about this because I got into a fight with Crystal.
I'm going to ask if you can just, like, not call here for delivery if it's for one sandwich anyway.
Yeah, because that's, yeah, I know. That's not fair for you guys. And I'm sorry. I'm going to make you, that Crystal, I don't know if you're the one that came, but she told someone who came to deliver my sandwich that, no, she said on purpose, joking around, that they didn't know what it was about. I was in the rectory. I was filing the choir books and stuff like that and the expense reports.
Okay, well.
I got into a big fight and everything. I threw candles and I broke a cross and everything. I got so mad. I got so mad at them. It sounds funny.
Well, I'll put it like this because right now I'm not taking you serious. Could you call back? Thank you.
Okay. April Fools. I broke a cross, guys. Holy shit, I lost my shit there.
She wasn't taking you serious.
No, at that point. At that point, no, she wasn't. So now we know the sandwich was turned away also.
That's a sad story. One man named Carlito trying to do something good for the crystal. One crystal in a bitch sending away free food. It wasn't me. Really depressing story, Carlito.
I'd be willing to take donations one day, like, you know, like if I pranked a business really bad, and if we get enough donations, like actually just make them an order for something for a pizza, and but actually pay for it, you know, like, here, we're sorry. You know, we couldn't complain, we were paying for it, pay with a prepaid Visa card or something.
Yeah, I think Bill Gates should go into prank calls for real.
Yeah.
So that every time he does stuff, he actually pays for it.
Yeah, he'll give you a year's worth of canned goods.
There's so many pranks that can be so great if you're rich enough to do them.
I know. Yeah, man. Totally.
It's like send bicycles to your neighbor's house a year, like two a day. No money to just do that.
Like just in, like Amazon bicycles? Like buy them on Amazon or something?
Yes. Just,
Okay. Yeah. All right.
400 balloons a week.
Do you know where Jose, what town he lives in, so we can prank the fucking Denny's? And I'm going to ask for Jose. Because he didn't tell me the number. All right. Let me call the altar bridal consignment. I guess this is a place for people to sell used bridal gowns. To pass them on. Three fucking burritos I was counting on. Now I don't have any.
Hi, thanks for calling the Altar Bridal Consignment.
Bullshit. All right, moving right along. Here is a different church. This is the Glad Tidings Church Prayer Line, where according to Psalm 91:15, it says, call on me and I will answer. Beautiful. All right. Let me...
I hope they don't answer for irony purposes.
You know, right? When I really need them. I'm going to tell them I'm in trouble for phone harassment. I need prayer. 855.
Thank you for calling Shiana Aguilera. Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Shiana Aguilera. No one is available.
Aguilera? Aguilla? Is that what they're trying to say? Hang on.
Thank you for calling the Glad Tidings prayer line. Your call is very important to us. Please wait for the next available prayer partner.
Jose gave me the number. I'm asking if he's there already.
Thank you for calling Shiana Aguilera. Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Shiana.
Okay. Jose reports he's there. That's bullshit. You know, I really need prayer, and she's not answering.
They should change that. Call upon us, and we will bounce you around. Not answer.
Call upon us, and we will force you to go to voicemail.
Thank you for calling Denny.
How are you, big girl?
Good. Who's this?
I'm ducking from the police. This is Arlo. How are you?
Good.
Good. Beautiful.
Do you want to speak to my manager?
Do I want to speak to your manager?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you ask that?
I don't know.
Oh, you just thought you asked that like really quick. Did I do something?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you ask for Jose?
Jose, yeah, hold on one second.
All right. Good, I hope they find out. Please don't do anything that can make me get kicked out, says Jose. Okay. I just give out your name. How about that? What a dickhead I am. I deserve to get arrested by the police now.
Thank you for calling Denny's. Will this be a pick order?
Yeah.
Did you want to speak to Jose?
Well, no, I don't want to bother him.
He's right here. Hold on one second.
You hung up already.
Hello?
Hello?
¿Qué pasó?
Hey, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross.
I don't know who you...
Is this Jose that works there? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they hung up on me.
So, who's this?
Oh, my name is Cross. Cross La Migra?
Yeah, so?
Yeah, I'm with La Migra.
So, what's up?
I'm going to check to see if you have your papers. I'm coming in to check for your papers. Do you have them with you?
Yeah.
Do you have all of them?
What all of them? What do you mean?
I need to see your papers to make sure you're supposed to be here working. We got a report that you're a illegal, undocumented citizen.
You're kidding me.
No, we got a report you're undocumented citizen.
Okay, so come in. You come in. You're more than welcome to come in.
But do you have the stupid papers is what I'm asking you.
Oh, do you have to be rude?
Well, because I've asked you several
times.
Come
in any time. I'm here. Yes, come in.
All right. Well, do you have your Social Security card with you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have green card or no?
Yes.
Where were you born?
Look, man, just come in and I'll talk to you when you're here. I'm busy right now.
I have here that you were born in the state of Jalisco. Is that right? Okay. So there's a Jose that works there. Oh, that's funny. What a coincidence. Let's ask Jose for a report. Jose, report. Wow.
wait to see if we get a response from Jose as to what happened. It'd be nice if he Skyped us. Does he have a smartphone? Does he have Skype on his phone? He could have joined us, a little shit. Okay. Move right along. Jose says nothing really happened. The cook got mad and left. Okay, great. Well, that was hilarious then.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Thanks for calling the Colorado School of Trades, teaching the artisan craft of gunsmithing for over 60 years, as well as providing gunsmithing services for the public. This prompt will get you to the right department in less than half a minute. For admissions, press 4-5. For firearms repair, 1-0.
School of Trades, this is Evan.
Hey, how are you doing, honey baby?
Hello?
Yes, hi, honey. I wanted to see about coming in, getting some classes.
This is Evan Jones. How can I help you?
Okay, so this is admissions, right?
This is.
Little monkey. I was calling to get information about applying to come to the school. How much I got to pay? Were you scammers? Hello?
You're cutting out on me, sir.
How much I got to pay? What's the tuition?
The tuition at this school is $19,800. For tools, books, and materials, including for a bolt-action rifle, including two stocks.
It's a clean? Is it a clean bolt-action rifle?
A clean bolt-action rifle?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by clean bolt-action rifle.
Like, it's clean, you know? It's a clean weapon. It's got clean clean serial numbers on it.
Yes, sir. Of course it does.
Good, good, good. The correct ones, right? And all that, I can get them appraised and all that?
If that's something you're into.
Okay. Will you guys show me how to make ammunition?
We will not.
You don't teach that. Do you teach sharpshooter manship?
We go over ballistics, and we do have a rifle and pistol club that you could join when you're in the program.
Will you show me how to twirl the gun in my right hand and then put it right in the gun holster like RoboCop?
Oh, man, you're funny.
Well, do you guys teach that in the class? Is there a class that's like cool gun handling?
When you think of gunsmithing, is that something you envision?
Well, cool gun handling, yeah. I was hoping that was a class. Also, do you teach how to use the gun holding it sideways, a pistol holding it sideways? Also, do you teach, like, how best to holster the... Oh, man, I had a good idea. That's good. I like that. The RoboCop move. They should teach that, fuckers. It's hard to do.
I would like to learn that.
I used to try it with a water gun when I was a kid, and it never worked. I always get water all over, and it wouldn't... Probably because it had water in it. Now that I think about it. Yeah. Okay. Here's the First Church of Christ Scientist. Okay. That's a weird name. Cool. Lux, do you go to services? Are you an atheist? What's your family like?
Christian, for the most part. I just don't go to church and stuff.
Awesome. Very good.
So.
Good.
Good afternoon, Christian Science 3,
huh? Hey, God bless you, honey, baby. Hello?
Huh?
God bless you, Hello? Honey. God bless you, honey, baby, sweetheart. God bless you.
Okay, well, is there something I can do to help you?
Yeah, I was calling to get some information about, do you have a reading room where I can get information?
Yes, I'm in the reading room now. I'm the attendant today.
I'm in the pissing room. Can I take books out, or am I only allowed to read them there?
You're allowed to take them out.
Okay. How many bathrooms do you have that I can use?
I guess not.
So you have none?
I need to hang up now, okay?
Why?
Bye.
Why? She needs to hang up now. Can you hear that, Lux, all right? The pissing? Does it come through?
Yeah, no, that was clear. All right. Great.
What about the echo? Does it sound like I'm in a toilet?
A little bit.
Does it sound bad? Is it hard to understand?
It sounds more like a waterfall.
Okay.
Like a waterfall. But
okay.
Like those ones at Mexican restaurants that you throw the coin in? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, I understand what you're talking about. Thank you. All right. I need to go now. That's kind of creepy. All right, here's a N. I-N-N. That's what it is. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's make a nonsense order for food. You like those, Lux, when I say I want eggs with heat and that's stupid?
Yes, I do.
Good. Hey, how are you, honey?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I wanted to make an order.
Whatever.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
An order for what?
One meat.
Huh?
One meat.
One. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. One beef curtains?
I don't know what you're talking...
Do you have beef curtains?
Have you pranked her before?
No. I think it hit her. It took a second for beef curtains to register. When she did, she hung up. That's funny.
But I mean, like, the initial whatever, LOL, like, it's like she recognized your voice or something.
Either that or, I don't know. I think they don't have food at all. I think it's just drinks. That's why. I'm looking at the street view of it, and it looks like it's a bar. I don't think they have any food. That's why she was laughing. One meat, yeah. Okay. I was going to say something really weird to her that I know, a fun fact I learned last week. But we didn't get that far, unfortunately. But let's call the Trails End and I'll tell them. There's a tire store, but for some reason, like, the people at tire stores don't have a sense of humor. They're like, oh, oh, oh. Whenever I call them, they're like, okay, thanks, I gotta go, bye. They don't laugh, sometimes they chuckle, that's it.
Jerks.
Yeah. I guess it's a shitty job.
Thank you for calling the Trails End Motel. If you know the 3-digit extension number of the room, dial it now. For example, room 1 is 101, room 20 is 120.
All right, let's try.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this room 20?
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing in there? What's all the noise?
What noise?
You're making a bunch of stupid noise. I'm calling from the front desk, and we got a lot of complaints about you.
I'm not making no noise.
Okay, listen, this is supposed to be a whites-only room anyway. We're gonna
a what?
Whites-only room. We need to move you down to room 10 or below.
What did you just say?
Whites-only. This is the whites-only part of the hotel, of the motel. It's the whites-only rooms. So we're going to have to, like, actually get it disinfected and everything.
Where's the manager at?
He doesn't usually talk on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll be down there in a minute.
For what? Bring your stuff, like, put your stuff up, and then bring your key. We have to swap out keys. We're going to put you in room 7, probably. I think that's clean and open already.
Where's that at?
That's a colored room. Room 7? It. Oh boy.
That's a colored room.
what did you say? Maybe she ran down there already. What did you say? What did you say, my
motherfucker.
Thank you for calling the Trails End Motel.
Come on.
If you know the 3 digit.
She picked up real quick, too. Wow. No one in this room. This is, you should save this one, guys, Lux, and spread it around. Seems like a fun hotel. Motel.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, for sure.
121.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, my boy?
Hello?
Hey, my boy, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm calling from the front desk. Listen, we have an issue with room 120.
Okay.
She says that you're making a lot of noise. She says that there was a man in this room that was looking over and masturbating last night.
No.
You know the girl in 120 next door? You know her?
In 120, no.
She's right next to you.
I don't know the girl in 120.
You don't know? Yeah, but she says that you were probably staring at her and looking at her and her panties and stuff. Don't do that, okay? Don't be dirty.
That's none of this.
Okay, so I also want to let you know, you're in a room that's for white people only, but I'm not making a big deal about it. You understand what I mean? Hey.
What?
Hey, if you're not watching the TV, turn it off, okay? Because that uses electricity. Okay? Okay, good, yeah. All right, then whatever. You just stay there. Just stay there and listen. I'm going to call a tires place that's around the corner. Okay, buddy? All right, finally hung up. Anyway, as I said, the tire place. Where they have a poor sense of humor. Here we go!
Thank you for calling Big O Tires. This is Bob. May I help you?
How you doing, boy?
What's up?
Hey, I want to know, how many tires does it take to... I got, like, this boat that I'm trying to burn. How many tires would it take for me to put around and get a nice good fire going around enough to burn the boat down nice and as down to ash as much as possible?
This doesn't sound like a serious question to me.
No, it is. I got all the ones I got are 195, 65 sized ones. You think maybe like 5 or 6? It's a small fucking cocksucking boat. It's a piece of shit.
I don't want any part of this conversation.
It's my property. I'm just burning it for the insurance, you know?
I know. I don't want any part of it.
I never use a fucking cock-sucking boat, you know?
I know, but I don't want to be involved.
Do you think like 5? Hey. If it's 5,
I don't know.
Hit the number on the phone pad. Oh, boy. Yeah. I've done a lot of bad things. Now I'm getting in for insurance fraud. I started out saying I was burglaring a house, and I was in the garage talking to that one lady. Got the cops talking to me.
You're almost as bad as Jihad.
God, I know, right? When he's talking about headbutting and punching girls in the gut on Black Friday. Shit.
I did this crime, and I did this crime.
It's like, okay. See, I'm not innocent either, but I don't do it a lot. Like the racism thing, you gotta tone it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it alienates listeners. We don't have a lot of listeners who don't fit the mold. You know, I'm not, oh, God, sounds horrible. We don't get a lot of minority listeners. I know we have them here and there, but not like there could be. I don't know why that is. Oh, look, there's a vaping place. All right. Vapor Leaf.
I think the demographic for Bunchos is slightly low.
Yeah. Probably. I don't think we have one Indian. No, I think we do. And not Bancho. There's another dude that I've talked to that's Indian. When we got the Turkish guy, he knows Turkish because he was translating the Turkish horse who left voicemails last week.
pissed off. New voicemails
Hello.
From the Turkish
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Vapor Leaf, Denver, Colorado. Ooh.
Mike Tucker.
VaporLeaf.com. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Mike. How are you, Crystal?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, honey. That's good. That's funny that, what'd you say? What is it you said again? Crystal is your name, right?
Krista?
Krista or Crystal? I was talking to Crystal earlier. Somewhere else.
No, that's me. My name is Krista.
Oh, I was talking to Crystal who lives somewhere else.
Oh.
She's a black Crystal. She's a black? You don't know her?
No, that must have been a different shop.
Okay, yeah. So you guys got the e-liquids there? You got, let me think here. What do you got? What flavors you got? I want something that, you know, makes it nice and horny. You have, like, pomegranate?
I don't. All of our flavors are listed online under the VaporLeaf USA
e-liquid. I don't have internet.
We have over 50 different flavors.
I'm not allowed to use internet because of a court order. A judge order said I'm not allowed to use social media. So I'm not allowed to have I'm not allowed to have
Well, as far as I know, none of our e-juices are going to make you horny.
Okay. Do you have a oyster one?
I do not.
Do you have tiger penis?
I'm going to go ahead and end our conversation, okay?
That's an aphrodisiac, tiger penis, you know?
Right, yeah, we don't care anything like that. I'm going to go ahead and end our phone call. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, honey.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye.
Tiger penis.
That was hot how she said horny. You heard how she said it? It was fucking hot, man. I was trying to get her to say dirty words.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded good. I really like the way she said horny. Anyway, okay, so here's a place called Let It Ride. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm going to ask if they have Let It Ride style casino poker. And then I'll try to call that feminist bookstore again, see if they've settled down a little bit.
Good morning, Let It Ride. This is Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Good. How's it going?
You have a woman there who can iron my shirt?
I'm sorry?
You have a woman there who can iron my shirt?
A woman that can what your shirt?
Iron it.
Iron it? No, I sure don't. No.
Yeah, you have a woman. You could put a woman on the phone, I hear, back there.
I haven't background noise. I didn't get that either. I'm sorry.
The woman that's back there. Put her on. I'm supposed to talk to her. It's prearranged.
Okay, I don't have any women here today. It's just me and Robbie.
I command. Put Robbie on the phone. I command you.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Okay.
Process of selling a helmet right now. Why don't you shoot me your name and number and he'll give you a call back.
He's selling a helmet?
Yeah.
What kind?
With a customer.
Like a purple helmet?
I'm not sure what helmet it is.
Is it a nice
just
one?
Shoot me your name and number and I'll have him give you a call as soon as he's done.
I don't know. How long do you think it'll be?
Oh, a couple minutes. 3 or 4 minutes.
3 or 4?
Yeah, it'd be a few. Because, like I say, he's in the middle of fitting a helmet. So
I'll wait, but let me know what's going on. Like, is it a man customer or a female customer?
He's with a man.
It's two men together like that? Like they're together, you think, or?
No, he's just selling a helmet to a customer.
Okay, that's nice. Is he explaining it to him?
Yeah. Can you shoot me a name and number? And I'll have him give you a call as soon as he's done.
I don't know what number calls out from the call center here. I don't know. It could come up like 4 different ones.
Okay.
Do you have a caller?
Do you want to try back in about 10 minutes or so and shoot me your name and I'll let him know who's going to call?
You said about 4 or 5. This is Eric Wright.
Eric Wright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My friends call me
Yeah, give him, as soon as he, I mean, he's going to be a few minutes here. I can tell you that. But if you want to just try back in a few minutes...
I guess. All right. This is horrible. Well, I'm going to take a piss.
Okay.
And then I'll come back. I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay.
I'll wash my hands and maybe I'll refill my water. Okay. Does that sound good?
Okay. No problem.
I'll take a break. I'll play the rest of those calls the one from last New Year's, and then I'll play the second one from the diner.
Okay.
I'll play those tracks real quick for everyone to hear. And then I'll call back. What was his name? Robbie, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks. We figured it out.
Okay, no problem.
All right, see you later. Yeah, bye. All right, that's what we'll do.
This is Women and Children First. How may I help you?
Hello. Yes. Hello, yes. I'd like to see if you have a certain title in before I come in. I'm trying to get
give
it.
Give me one moment.
Okay. And we're waiting a long time for the slow woman who doesn't know how to use a computer. I hung up, I call back.
This is Women and Children First, but how may I help you?
Yeah, I was just calling about seeing if a certain title was in, and then the lady, like, put me on hold for a long time.
What title are you looking for?
It's called Woman Belongs in the Kitchen.
And who's the author?
Lux. What is it? Lux Whitney, yeah.
Lux Whitney?
Yeah, it's called Woman Belongs in the Kitchen.
All right, thank you.
I have a few of them that I'm looking for my wife.
Oh, okay, so can you give me all the titles then at once?
Woman Belongs in the Kitchen by Lux Whitney.
Okay.
Okay. Don't Talk Back to Me, Woman by Raymond Trina.
That one's damaged, so we're going to have to get another copy if you look at the bottom of it.
Are you there? Because you're not listening.
And who is the author of that book?
The last one? Trina. Raymond Trina.
Raymond Trina.
Okay.
The next title?
I got a few more only here. Let me see. Iron My Shirt, Woman. That's by Lisa Cinders? Lisa Cinders?
Practice Personalization.
All right. And the next one?
Okay. The next. Let's see. I can barely... This one is Daniel and Cindy Have an Orgasm.
Yeah.
By Trevor Johnson.
Trevor Johnson?
Yeah.
All right. And so you're looking for these four titles?
And there's one last one by Teresa Nix.
Teresa Nix?
Yeah. And she has my boyfriend beats me up and I love it. My boyfriend beats me up, and I love it.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It's going to be longer than a second because I have 5 titles to go, so I'm going to put you on a hold.
All right, honey.
All right.
Yeah. We're still waiting for her to check those titles, for Honey Baby to look up those titles. My boyfriend hits me and I love it. Jesus Christ. My boyfriend hits me and I love it. What a fucking asshole I am. Nunu, what's wrong with these numbers? I'm copy-pasting them. They don't work. Nunu, tell me. Let me switch to the UK. Shouldn't have to, but I'll try it. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Montas.
We definitely don't have any of these titles in stock, and I'm not getting them to come up in my wholesaler either.
Can you tell me which one so I can cross them off the list then?
All of them.
Like, but I don't remember 100% which ones I told you.
So give me one moment. There's another call.
Fuck.
Damn, fucking another call.
Hello, Mom Tav.
Hey, woman, how are you?
Hi there.
Good, I want to make an order for...
Right, okay. What would you like?
One rice.
Rice, a plain rice, or plow rice?
Yeah, with heat.
Is that plain rice?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay. One meat.
Pardon?
One meat.
One?
Meat.
Meat?
Yeah.
What dish? What meat dish?
Cooked meat.
But can I just pass it on to my colleague? Because I can't really understand.
You're pretty stupid.
Just a second. Hold on a minute, please. Give me a second, please.
What do you have stupid woman there?
Yes. 1 second, please.
You have stupid woman. Hello, feminist. Meat under wheat, says Snappy Horse.
Okay.
I like Green's book title. I got my black guy from a doorknob. It sounds like the title of one of those TLC movies. Or what's the channel about the women? The channel with all the women stuff on it.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, boy.
Right, sorry to keep you waiting. What can I
have? Yeah, you have a stupid woman there, right?
What would you like, please?
Yeah, that's fucking stupid woman, first of all. I want to order one rice, plain rice.
You want one chicken bologna, you said?
What?
Well, what did you say? You want one plain rice?
One rice.
Yeah.
All right, one meat.
One rice and what else?
Meat.
Meat?
Yeah.
One lamb, yeah?
No, meat, meat.
Meat, you want meat, ghost.
Well, whatever meat, what meat you have?
Yeah, well, we only do lamb.
Do you have sister?
My medium, huh?
Do you have sister?
Sorry?
Sister?
No, how would you like a mild, medium, or hot in strength wise?
Mild, medium, or hot?
Yeah.
Can I have a little bit of all three?
Sorry?
Can I have some of all three?
What did you say?
Can you mix it? Mild, medium, hot together? Can you mix that?
No. I want it strength wise. You want it hot in chili? You want hot in mild or medium?
Mix it up. Mix up, yeah.
What do you want?
A little bit of everything.
Sorry?
You know, put some medium, some mild.
No, it's going to be meat, but you want chili strong or chili less?
Whatever you got, I don't know. I don't understand your language or your stupid food.
Sorry, I can't take your order there if you don't understand me. I don't know what to mix in.
Piece of shit. Damn them. The feminist hung up. She must have heard part of that when she came back from a hole and then just like, ooh. Jesus Christ, I'm not going to listen to her. Feminist bookstore in New York City, where we called earlier, called the woman Honey Baby, as I explained, and she got upset and hung up and all that stuff. She went, oh, 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 like that. She went, oh, 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 oh. She laughed at me. All right, let me change the country to fucking the USA. I wonder what Jose is eating at Denny's. What would I eat? I don't know. A Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. That's not at Denny's. That's at IHOP, I think. I think I'm off. I'm off. I'm off base.
Blue Stockings.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I wanted to see if you have a certain title. Well, I've got a few that I'm trying to get for my wife.
Okay, give me 1 second.
All right, honey.
Okay, which is easier, title or author?
I give you, title probably. I don't have the authors, really.
Okay, so what's the first one?
I just got to go. It's only some of them that I'm getting off this list, okay? This one here is, I Got My Black Eye from a Doorknob. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It just made a strange sound. No, we don't seem to have that one.
Okay, I got Iron My Shirt Woman.
No, don't have that one either. Okay.
Make Me a Damn Sandwich.
No, don't seem to have that one either.
All right, get me another beer. Dot, 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 it says.
No, don't have that one either, sorry.
Stupid little lady.
Nope.
Son of Owl.
Nope.
Pussy Control by Prince.
No, sorry.
Penis Envy by Chaz Bono.
Nope.
I want you to I don't know how to spell that part.
Nope.
Okay. Manager, not womanger.
Nope.
How to hit a feminist.
Nope.
Okay. Rub your face in your mess.
Are these really books, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a whole list of them.
Okay, I have a feeling that we're not going to have any on your list. I'm sorry.
Fucking bitch-ass stupid woman.
Yeah, no. I'm hanging up the phone right now.
Women
sorry.
Should
Goodbye.
Not vote. Okay. Are your ovaries bruised? Good one, Colin. I miss that. And you can hide your wife's bruises, says Nigger Black. I don't know if that was a book title or not. Are your ovaries bruised? She did a lot of them, right? She's kind of duh. She seems like Charlotte from Sex and the City. I think that was her. They based that character against that woman used her.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Well, shit. Recalling. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, no answer from Mr. Alex there. Going to the next request to prank as I wrap up today's show. Here we are looking at a request to prank that came in from Mr. Billman. Billman or Billman. He recommends any church ask them if they will help me with a petition to bring slavery back. Jesus Christ. I have to live the life the Bible tells me to live. Good point. But I respectfully pass. Sorry. RBCP's nemesis sends in a number. However, I cannot call it. Unfortunately, I cannot call it. Well, then that's the end of the show. Look, here's as far as we got. I hope you all have a great day, a great New Year's. Be safe. Keep listening to Madhouse Radio here at madhouselive.com, the PLA stream at phonelosers.org, and of course, Blue Planet Prank Radio at blueplanetprankradio.com. Thank you to Brad Carter, RVCP, whatever he wants to call himself, and Big Ted Webb, who run both of those sites respectively, and their related Shoutcast prank call networks. I will catch you here next week. What are the dates next week? Do I start my new shift next week? I do. Hey, look at that. So next week, I will be starting my new shift. I'll be at day shift. So I'll be able to go back to doing Thursday night shows regularly again. At least for a year. I'll have this schedule. So Madhouse is back to Thursday night starting next week. We'll be starting the new year back on our normal schedule. Thank God. I'll no longer be a fucking vampire. Awake at night, sleeping during the day. All right, kids. Y'all have a great one. Bye. We'll be right back.
GPS coordinates are.